This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella loved to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her.
Hi! Hey! What the fuck? I love to start every single one of these as if I am so shocked that you're here. But why would I be shocked? Because you're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast available to you on the internet. You're watching Drag Her. You might be listening too. And we are continuing our gaggy little series called Fuck My Drag, right? And we're so excited to have another iconic drag queen on today. If you like what you're watching or listening to, go ahead and throw me some coins on my Venmo or PayPal, at Mono Agapian. Hey everyone. Hi Zoe. Hi Clowns. Hey Aphrodite. Hey Band of. Hey Stoner. Hey Jeb. Hey Mark. Hey Sari. Thank you so much for joining. I'm so excited to have, an icon with us today. We might ask her like a little bit of a drag race question, but then we're over it, right? Because that's the whole point. That's the whole point of the series is to not talk about drag race. Even though it's like pretty fun, right? Pretty fun. Hey, bitch. So with no further ado, let me see if our guest is, they haven't, okay. I'll invite, we are so excited to have the gaggy, the amazing. Let's see if she comes in. It's Jeannie!
Hi.
Jeannie! Okay, hey, bitch.
How are you doing? Did I do the corded headphones thing correctly? Tell me.
It looks pretty good.
I know, right?
It looks good. I like your hair.
Thank you very much. I just woke up a little while ago, so feeling fresh.
Feeling fresh? Are you a night owl in general?
Absolutely. I'll be like, let me just do things until 6 a.m.
I know what you mean. I'm like fighting that instinct because that's like, that's kind of my vibration, but I'm like trying to fight it. I'm not sure why.
Well, do you get shit done in the morning? When do you get things done?
It's for me, the time of getting shit done is like noon to 4 p.m.
Okay. Okay. So you gotta be up. So that's why you're trying to fight this night owl thing.
Yes.
You gotta be awake.
Yes. So, Jeannie, we do have our own Fuck My Drag sequence ready. But before we do, we need to talk about your legacy. If people who listen to this podcast know, you are on Drag Race Thailand season 2, XOXO. And
okay, that theme song is amazing. I'm still proud of that.
It is so good. They have to, I mean, I know they're doing season 3.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so.
What's the tea?
Listen, season 3 is long awaited. And listen, I want to see some new girls out there. There's a bunch of amazing talent in Thailand who's ready to do this. Mm-hmm. We don't know. They don't tell us anything. I'm happy to promote it. I will do a fashion photo review. I'll do whatever you need me to do.
Oh, you'd be so good.
It would be so much fun, right?
Ugh. You would be great at it. I also, so I want to say that, first of all, if you haven't seen it, it's on WOW Plus. So go watch it right now. It's... And then truly, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. It's one of the best seasons of Drag Race ever. It's wonderful. It's crazy. It's funny. It's great.
It's dangerous. People lighting themselves on fire.
Dangerous.
There are stunts. There are stunts on stunts. It's worth it.
Bitch, it is some. It is some fucking. What's that motherfucker's name? Evil Knievel stunt ass shit. That bitch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I mean,
season 3 should come out at some point, and then we will rejoice in the drag that is Drag Race Thailand. It will be amazing.
How was it watching your friend Pangina on UK versus the World?
That was amazing. So, you know, there were rumors for a while. So, you know, a bunch of us kind of knew, but no one talked about it.
Right.
It was amazing to see Pangina. And the thing is, we already knew she was incredibly talented. Anyone who's watched our season or the season before, they've seen her looks, they've seen her yell, they've seen her perform in all her clips, all her history. She's been on television competing for years. Mm-hmm. So way, 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 way long ago, this is like ancient history, but Pangina and Candy Zionide competed on a dance competition years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's fun.
Yeah, and they became really good friends, and like all of them were, you know, girls in the scene and everything. And so just to see her rise is meteoric. It's amazing. I think we were at a gig. I was at a gig last night with Pangina at the Airliner.
Oh.
With Sharda Gay and Cabra Gay and this whole crew over here. There's a whole thing going on. But she was incredible. Like she lights up the whole, no matter how big the space is, she lights up the whole space. So just watching her on the screen, I'm like, of course you're going to dominate. Of course you're going to win. Well, should have. Of course you're going to make
should've
it happen.
Should have won. Should have won. Very much should have won.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild. Yeah, that was fucking crazy. Well, I mean, I also have to say before we before we totally fuck our drag, you would be so good on a UK versus the world, whatever the hell. International All-Stars, you would be great on it. Would you do it?
I would absolutely do it. Thank you for saying that. I would love to do it. I got to get some more outfits ready, but I would love to do it.
But you can make shit, right? Like, you know how to make shit.
Mm-hmm. So we had like three design challenges our season. A lot of design work.
And
for sure,
you turned.
We made it work. A bunch of us made it work. I made it work. I loved it.
But I
would love to be on whatever season comes up. But who knows what variation they'll invent next? It could be any crazy thing, which I would do. Whatever crazy thing they come up with, I'm down.
Here's
for
my
it.
Pitch. No one speaks the same tongue.
One of each.
So, because obviously they traditionally are seeking English speakers. But what if they're just like, no one can communicate?
Absolutely.
That would be great.
Or to do a version of that Circle game show, you know? But we're all in different rooms. And then we have to kill each other. Something insane like that.
I do want blood on the Drag Race set.
Yeah, finally. I mean, listen, we need breaking boundaries here.
I mean, murder on the dance floor.
Absolutely. And the whole, you know, the whole party monster thing. I mean, it's a part of our legacy to murder people. Let's just make it into a game show.
Murder
version.
Is very queer.
It's very queer. It's camp. That's what murder is.
I'm going to say my favorite queer murderer is Eileen Warrenos.
Who's that?
She's bad. She was a really bold. She's one of those serial killers who's like, yeah, I killed him. You know?
Okay.
One of those. Yeah. Like, yeah, I killed him. I killed him really good.
Is that how she got caught? Yes. Is that how she got caught?
I don't know. I mean, whatever. There's a lot of stories there. She was mistreated as a person, but she was also mentally unwell.
Okay.
And if you want to see the Charlize Theron plays her in the movie Monster.
That's what that movie's about. I hear all the white people talk about that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I got it now. I'm catching up.
Before we continue, tell us where we can support you, Jeannie. Where can we support you? Online? Can we send you coins? How can we tip the doll?
You can tip me by sending money to paypal.me/moneyforjeannie.
That's money the name for of that Jeannie. Account.
Yeah, it's a flat.
I love
that. It's a useful account for all kinds of things. So send money there or just follow me on Instagram at wishforjeannie, which you can see my account right here. And if you're at DragCon next week, come check me out. I have a main stage performance. Yeah, so I have a main stage show. I have, I'm doing some like little intros. I'm hosting a trivia game at some point. I'll post it all on my account. Lots of fun stuff. And I'm doing a crazy, stupid, ridiculous thing at my booth where I'm having a green screen background and a green screen dress. And we're gonna make some stupid, horrible things, which are gonna be wonderful.
Should I come in all green like this?
Yes, if you can. Yes,
I'm gonna try.
Make it more ridiculous, whatever comes out of that photo.
That's amazing. I will be there.
Okay,
I will be there. And I should say, this is a great time to announce that our pod is gonna be there. Dragher is gonna be there. We're gonna be recording live on the floor. We just got permission to do this.
Yes.
We're just gonna be doing weird snippets of interviews and convention goers experiences. So if you're a loud, weird queerdo, find me and we'll chit chat.
Okay. People are going to come.
Yeah, they will.
That's going to be fun.
So now is the time in this pod where I say, fuck my drag, right? Fuck your drag, Jeannie. We're not talking about that, okay? We're talking about...
Stop bringing
about...
it up.
I have already brought it up 8 times. We're going to talk about something else. And when we were chatting, you pitched, we talk about, like, what made us gay.
Yeah, that's a nice, eloquent, podcasty way of doing it, that you reformatted it. I like yeah. your version.
What made us gay?
Yeah. Listen, I think it's probably somewhere in the realm of Muppet Babies for me.
Oh, Muppet like, Babies!
Yeah, not in like a sexual way, but like in a oh my god, like it's just cute and like cuddly and you know it's like
what's
pink
her name?
And purple.
Aunt Nan? Nanny? Nanny? What's know. Nanny's name? Is it just Nanny?
Maybe Nanny. I don't remember that character. Is that the old one?
The legs.
The legs, okay.
Legs. The lady whose legs you only see and that's nothing more.
See, I blocked that whole part out. I'm just like obsessed about Gonzo, like Fozzie Bear. And Piggy. Miss Piggy.
I mean, Gonzo's nose did kind of leave you hungry for dick at a young age.
Yeah, absolutely.
His nose is a dick.
It's a penis. It's a full blue penis. And it's like so exotic. It's blue. You know what I mean?
It does make you thirsty for dick in the Avatar world.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we're not going to go into that furry alien
or
Dr. world.
Manhattan. Dr. Manhattan. He's always naked, that blue bastard.
Absolutely. And then isn't there the one that wears the trench coat? No, is that a lab coat? Beaker.
Oh, me. I love Beaker. Love a Beaker. He's iconic. Yes, I did love Muppet Babies. I did respond to that. I'm going to say way better than like... It's the best, like, it was one of the best, like, kiddie shows.
Yeah.
It was somehow kiddie, but not boring.
Yes. It's not like, do you want to count?
Yes.
One. It's not like that. It was like, little cute little muffins, like, having adventures. Like, they're really adorable.
Yeah, they were having a good time.
You're like, I want to be there. I don't think that's a gay thing, maybe, but it's just like, they're colorful and they have friends. Like, that's very queer.
I clicked with Ralph for some reason.
Which one's Ralph again?
Like the dog. The dog.
Yes.
I can't tell why.
Maybe it's your aggression.
I would say that. I would say I have a lot of anger issues. And Ralph was my muse.
That was your outlet, for sure. What made you gay?
What made me gay? A lot of things. But when you first threw that out at me, I first thought of music. And I thought of... Shirley Manson and Garbage. Like, are you familiar with Garbage?
Yeah.
That was a formative gay experience for me because I don't know. It was that thing of like, I realized that at that time, you know, you grow up and people are asking you, do you like girls? Like, are you attracted to girls? And I genuinely didn't understand my queerness yet. And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally was like waiting for it to happen. And then I think she kind of helped me realize, like, I don't want to fuck her. Like, I'm obsessed with her, but I don't want to have sex with her. I want to be her.
Yeah.
I want to control men the way I perceived she was controlling men with her short skirt and Doc Martens.
Mm-hmm. So you looked at her and you're like, you're beautiful, but I can't pinpoint why I feel excited about you.
Yeah.
And then you understood the connection. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, that was a big moment for me. Have you listened to any of their albums?
I'm sure many, many years ago.
They just have a good mixture of pop stupidity. And there's literally a song on the first album called Queer. It's all about, it's of course they're using it, I think, in the larger sense of the term, like just like queer, weird, freaks.
Yeah, in general.
But I think something about that like welcomed me in of like, oh, then... This is cool. Like, queerness can be glamorized.
Yeah. Speaking of music, do you remember, of course you remember, Tattoo, All the Things She Said?
Love Tattoo.
All the things she said.
And the Russian versions and the remixes and all the versions.
Yeah. Yeah. They also have a song in Japanese, which is so weird.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, I need to find out.
They have
that
a
one.
Song called Gomen Asai, which is like, why? But I loved Tattoo. That first album is fire.
It's amazing. They're amazing. And I remember as a child knowing that I was queer mm-hmm. and listening to the song, listening to the remixes, and just lamenting all day.
That is very gay.
Just like, lamenting.
Being like sad and emotional, that is very gay.
Yes, yes. Super cool.
I also did that. And like literally with one of the tattoo songs, the one that's like, can you see me?
Yes,
now?
Yes.
That song. That yes. is like so sad and poppy and oh my God.
And we're like projecting our queer little emotions into it, into the whole thing.
And they also have a song that's about a gay boy. Remember that song, yes. like Macho Gay?
Yes, yes. They have a lot. That's a running theme. They don't hide it.
I'm gonna listen to Tattoo right after this.
Absolutely.
Like this just inspired me. Yeah, they're fun. And of course the whole scandal of them like not really being queer.
That whole thing, I know. But listen, they were in today's society. They're trailblazers for people like Harry Styles yeah. and for whoever else and whoever else wants to wear the things. I don't know about Harry Styles' actual sexuality, but he doesn't talk about it. They don't talk mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm.
This person does not signal anything to us anymore. But they will goddamn wear queer shit and queer codedness for a magazine cover.
The gay baiting has never been more severe up in here.
It's a lot. It's
with
a
the
lot.
Charlie Puth. With Charlie Puth.
Yeah.
Charlie Puth. However he identifies, he loves baiting us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there Shawn Mendes baiting as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
yeah.
He
has us wrapped around his long dick, and he
yes.
loves it.
Yes, we're all just swinging around there.
I love it. Okay, so music-wise, Tattoo, anything else... You can remember you were like, oh, this was a formative gay thing for me.
Okay, so my first ever CD, like actual CD that I had physically, was Aqua.
And
my father bought it for me because I loved it on the radio. Barbie Girl, mm-hmm. Lollipop, I just died. I just loved it.
So good.
It was like late 90s, and that was like all I...
This one was like Doctor in the title? Like
Doctor Jones, yes.
Yes,
yes. Yes. I love... all of them. I love this other band called Toy Box, which has a song called Tarzan and Jane. Like that whole...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Exactly. Like cute, like that just... I just love that aesthetic.
Europop. You love Europop.
Europop, yeah, absolutely. So like, all that music is so fun. So I had Aqua as a CD, and then I had both the Spice Girls CDs, like mm-hmm. both of them. And then I had the Macarena. Those are the four CDs I had. And I would take them to school in a little brown paper bag. An old brown paper lunch bag. I would take them to school, and then me and all the girls would listen to the CDs when it was raining and we couldn't go out for recess.
Hide them.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, not really. I just had them, but like,
they were
like
okay.
a little like, you know, the boys would just run away. It'd be me and the girls, and we'd be like,
I hid my Spice Girl CDs. I don't know.
Just in general.
I was like, I was embarrassed. I knew how gay it made me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I knew how gay it made me, so I was like, I loved both of those Spice Girls CDs.
Mm.
I love Aqua. I love all that shit. I even loved Eiffel 65. That's how basic I am.
Oh, I loved it too. I loved it too. I mean, Eiffel 65, blue.
Come on.
Dabba D.
That's CD. Dabba D. Dabba D.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a whole different world. The CG animations for the music video.
Yeah, I love it.
That was...
Yo, listen up!
Yeah. It's classy.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Can you believe this new Barbie movie says went on record saying we're not going to use Barbie Girl?
How dare they do that?
Losers.
How dare they do this? That was the best part of the whole Barbie thing. I mean,
yes.
What they're doing in the film is like, it's supposed to be playful and whatever. But that's what Barbie Girl is as a song. It's like taking the thing and making it into a fun thing that's pop culture. That's what Barbie Girl did. And yes, of course, Barbie was always pop culture, but making it an accessible, fun, tongue-in-cheek way, that would have been a good choice. But
even the fucking credits, you're not going to put it in the credits. Like, fuck off.
Waste of an opportunity. It's a waste of an opportunity.
I think they're going to change their mind. I really do.
I hope so.
I really do. So remind us, Jeannie, before we keep talking about gay stuff, where can we support you?
Oh, okay. Support me at Money for Jeannie. That's my PayPal account. So paypal.me/moneyforjeannie. Mm. And also just follow me at Wish for Jeannie on Instagram and like my posts and comment in ways that raise my self-esteem and just tell me that I'm a great person and then everything I do is wonderful and perfect.
Yeah.
And accept me as I am. And that's it. That's all I need from all y'all.
Accept me as I am or not at all.
If you can't handle me at my Jeannie, you don't deserve me.
At my lamp?
At my lamp? Who knows where that was going to go?
I live. Well, okay, there's so many other things that made me gay. We were talking about, okay, have you seen the new Abercrombie and Fitch documentary yet?
Oh, the one about the dude who ran it.
Yeah, you have to watch it.
I have not seen it
yet. It's called White Hot. It is fascinating.
Okay.
And they talk, they encapsulate, obviously, that there was so much, there was a lot of queerness and toxic, very toxic behavior involved. But they also talk about how, like, obviously, like, the queer tastemakers packaged these insanely gorgeous athletic men in a queer and straight way. And that was kind of the genius of the psychology, was it was like straight guys doing gay stuff. And it, like, of course, beep, 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 got right into my brain. And I think... They knew what they were doing. Did any of those images affect you as a youngling?
Listen, it's all a blur between Abercrombie, Hollister, like the scent. All of it is like it's a certain. I get it, and it makes sense the way you've described it, and what's I guess in the documentary too, right? Because all that was very the teen boy you lust after at that age.
Ugh.
Like, he smells like this. He looks like this. He's at the border of queer and straight. You don't even barely know what queer is at the time. And you're like, oh my God, that guy's so hot. But he has this sensibility that is like the definition of teen boy sex at that time. You know, like it's like they concentrated it in the scent, in the look, in the visuals. And they sold it to us. It makes sense.
Yeah.
And I feel like I stayed far away from it though. I was like, I can't talk to people who do this, wear this. It was like, I don't know what that world looks like. It's weird.
Yeah, I definitely like seduced. I seduced myself. You know what I mean? Because it was like in Sleeping Beauty where she's like trying to touch the spindle.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I literally like I'm trying to hurt myself by getting closer to this thing that's going to hurt me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know it's dangerous. You can get hurt. You can get hurt in this world. One time I walked into a Hollister with my cousin. No, not a Hollister. Yeah, a Hollister with my cousin Nikita. We walked in, we were like, we don't shop here. We were like gothy, like we shopped at Hot Topic and stuff. We were like, we don't go here. We walked into the Hollister just for no reason. And there was like these, you know, those screens that are like in the different panels and stuff. I think one of the screens had this image and it just flashed the image and it flashed the guy. And then a screen came up that was like a super, like a title card. And it was like, do you belong? And we were like, ah, we just screamed and ran out. And I think it was literally, like, I think it was like an ad for like sign up to work here. Like, do you belong on the team? Like, and we just saw, do you belong? We ran away.
That is so funny that it was like a horror movie for you.
Yes,
like, I mean, that's a horror movie.
They knew we entered their store and they were like, play the card. Do you belong? Scare them out of here. Get them out of here.
There is like a really powerful gay version of Get Out here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, come on in, brother. And you're slowly being like, fucking, you're getting slowly therapized to become straight.
Absolutely. And wearing polos like that and like that whole thing. It's a lot. It's a lot of pressure in there.
It's a lot. I'm so glad that queer people are being queerer now. But like for years we were, you know, I mean, we still battle with it. But when you're like, when you're a self-hating gay who's trying to prove how masculine you are, like, can you believe how much energy is wasted on that?
Absolutely. Do you have male cousins in your family?
Yes.
And did you experience this kind of thing around like the things that they like versus what you like, the things that you watch versus what they watch? Because that was
totally
an experience for me.
Even my brother, it was just like, we are great now, but like growing up, like there was just so much tension because like there was tension and there was fights because we were just so genuinely different. And I hated the way he behaved and he hated or didn't like the way I behaved, you know? So we were just butting heads all the time because he is a classic alpha male. And I thought it was horrible. So yes, tell me about your experience.
It's the same. I mean, how you described it is like you get irritated at each other because you don't like the same things. And
you can't understand why they're acting the way they're acting.
Yeah, but the annoying part is that their thing is like widely accepted by everyone else. So like when they're looking at your thing, they are judging you. Not only are they judging the thing that you like or how you behave or what you listen to or what you do, they're judging it and they're like distanced from it because they don't want to be near it, right? So they're not going to engage with you about like, oh, the music or the thing or what you're doing, but they'll just kind of like be far away and just be like, there's a distance to it too, which I thought that's the part that's really annoying because I don't know, you might've been like this as a kid too, but like, when you have the straight cousins and the straight friends and whatever people, the boys, right? You still try a little bit. Like I still tried a little bit to be like, oh, you're into like wrestling or WrestleMania, whatever shit. Like, okay. Like first of all, that's very queer. All that stuff is very gay as well.
Very gay. I remember being very excited by what was hiding in these men's Speedos.
I mean, that part is thrilling as well. And the costumes and the hair and there's like...
The theater!
China. The theatricality, exactly.
Oh, I remember China.
Yeah, and they're like, these are like queer-coded superheroes. Like some
drag.
Of them
are. You kidding? Razor Ramon is drag.
Yeah, absolutely. All of them. There's rhinestones. Yeah. It's all kinds of shit.
The Undertaker?
Yeah.
Drag.
The Undertaker? Yeah, absolutely. The Rock, still drag.
Drag,
absolutely. The Rock.
I mean, well, as kids, you like, we grow up, this is why we're so adaptable and why we're amazing. We grow up learning, like constantly learning their language.
Yeah.
They don't do the same for us.
No idea. They have no idea what to do. They don't know what to do when they encounter. I forget sometimes. I'm like, oh, I meet straight people. Even now, I'm like, you don't know what to do with us sometimes.
I know.
Like when it's like, for example, when a queer event happens at a straight bar or something or a straight venue, you'll see, like, you know, you've seen it too, where you'll walk in, there's a lot of us all of a sudden. And then the bartender is like, oh, like you just see his panic. He's just panicked that there's so many of us and he's never talked to this many at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. And then as we were kids, like far more extreme. And when you meet people and you're just on, you just can't hide the gayness. It's just like, it's palpable. It's a tactile thing.
I literally, so it's funny you should say this, because I just the other day did this on purpose, where I was going to the airport and I literally was like, let me wear the gayest thing I have so people leave me the fuck alone.
Good. Use it as a weapon.
Yes, I have this amazing shirt that I was gifted from Diamond in the Rough Clothing, this amazing listener of the pod who does like queer Disney-inspired clothing. And it says, "Oh, Pit Crew." And it's just like, you know, it's like a Tarzan and a few other of the handsome Disney princes, just in like little jock straps.
Perfect. I love that.
I wore it on purpose to be like, leave me alone. Like, or the other great option is, interesting to you?
Yeah.
Then I want to talk to you.
Yeah. Come join the podcast. We'll talk. We'll talk with the airport person.
Yeah.
Come on down.
It's been quite a journey from shy to extroverted, like devil may care day.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I mean, did you meet anybody? Did anyone come talk to you?
No,
absolutely not. They were like,
no.
TSA is like, oh, let him through.
Yeah, let him through. Oh my god, I did get my chest patted down though. It was like, okay,
what you checking for over there?
Okay, Randy. Well, okay. Here's some. Let's talk about divas really quickly. Because, look, there's a lot of divas that made us gay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a number one diva?
Oh, I have to say, Lenny Nystrom from Aqua.
I love that.
That's my number one diva.
That's your number one diva. Work.
She's just so, I mean, I just love Aqua too much. I can't stop myself.
They're amazing.
You know, plenty of other divas.
I saw them, by the way, recently.
When? Did you saw them perform?
In Canada, there was this nostalgia
tour. The 90s thing. Do you go to that? I wanted to go to that.
I went. Me and my lovely friend, Bessie Sodara, went.
That's amazing.
Had the best time. It was cool there, too, because, like, the culture's a little different in Canada, and, like, they enjoy that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's happening in Europe. That concert is happening in Europe, too. Why don't we get it in America? It's so sad here in America. Jesus.
Maybe soon. Maybe with things reopening, it'll happen. We need to bug the people at the Nostalgia Tour.
Bring them over here.
That we also obviously saw Venga Boys.
Yes, of course. Love Venga Boys.
Alice DJ.
Did they have Chips?
I don't think they did.
I love all those bands, but they have a many, right? They were good.
I love all these weird ones.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some V questions. This diva, this diva, okay, and you pick one.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Kylie Minogue v. Madonna.
Kylie Minogue, of course.
Tell me why.
So you know that song, I believe in you, I believe in... That's
yes.
Like, she's dancing inside like a rainbow sphere. That's
yes.
Amazing. She's
yes.
Just, everything she does is so rainbow, and like, just like in her her voice quality too is like, it tastes like Skittles. Like, it's just delicious.
Taste the rainbow.
It's really good.
It is. She is, I will say, she's easier to... I mean, there's nothing to defend. With yeah. Madonna, you have to kind of defend it. You have to be like, look, she was an icon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't pay attention to what she's doing now. But with Kylie, you're just like...
It's she's just always like, great.
It's like yes. Sorbet. It's just like... Yes. It yes. just makes your palate cleaner.
And effortless. She's effortlessly. And it might be her team. It might be her marketing. It might be whatever. But
yeah.
Like, she did the song recently with Years and Years, which I'm obsessed with. I forget which song.
Yes.
But it's just, like, really good. It's just really good. And it's just, like...
It's ugh, good.
Delicious. It's just delicious,
that whole
Kylie.
Early 2000s Kylie era of, like, In Your Eyes, mm-hmm. Come Into My World, mm-hmm. Can't Get You Out of My Head. I'm just, like...
Can't Get You Out of My Head. Oh, my God.
Mind blown. Okay, Britney v. Christina.
Britney. It has yeah. to be Britney. I have too many Britney albums to not pick Britney.
Yeah, just Britney's pop songs are more fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Except Christina has done a new Spanish language only album, which dropped recently. And it's pretty good.
I heard the song Ozuna and it's really cool.
Yeah. Como Yo is also really good. If anyone does any with Spanish lip syncs, like, do it. We're not talking about drag, but just saying, I love to see like multiple language lip syncs. And I feel like we don't do that enough. Mm-hmm. And so check out that album, y'all, because it's good.
How about this? Janet Jackson v. Celine Dion.
It has to be Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
It must be, because she was wronged, and we know she was wrong.
She was so wrong. What the
that
fuck?
That whole thing is unfair. You know, one time a couple of years ago, in my day job, I work in marketing, we had pitched for an auto brand. We had pitched an idea, and my team and I had pitched an idea to bring Janet back for the Super Bowl and mm-hmm. bring her back in a major way and like make this whole thing about like attitude and like it was like a whole good thing, like stylish, cool idea. And they were like, and I won't say which auto brand it is, but they were like, I don't think she's the person we want as the face of our brand. And we were like, what the fuck are you saying to us? It was like clearly like racial undertones and like,
of course,
it was like really bad. So we were like, fuck y'all, fuck all y'all. We told them directly. We did not work with that client, but it was like, imagine if we had brought Janet back for the Super Bowl in like a stunty kind of like
iconic conversation.
Yeah, it would have been. That would be like the Super Bowl spot of the year.
They might be ready, because I don't know. I think people are starting to have more conversations about how, like, quite frankly, white people get to be complicated and make mistakes, and mm-hmm. white men especially get to make mistakes, and it's like, they're interesting. Like your Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
has made huge mistakes and has effortlessly stepped back into the spotlight as one of the most successful movie stars in the world.
Oh, of course, of course.
But not same is not given for women, especially women of color.
Yeah, yeah. It's the whole, even on TV, we can see like the characters we can see on in scripted series, a lot of white anti-heroes, but not a lot of people of color anti-heroes, because mm-hmm. God, would that break the camel? Would that be the straw that breaks the camel's back if they're a person of color and they're horrible and kind of evil, maybe? Like, that
right.
would make it unwatchable for this audience. Like, it would just
I
be
can't even
too much.
Tell you. I've already, as someone who's written in the industry, I've had that conversation with white gatekeepers a couple of times
mm-hmm.
and urged them to allow us to have people of color who are complicated.
Yeah.
And instead, they cast a white person.
Yes.
Because they would rather have a white actor play a villain, give that money to a white actor, as opposed to give that opportunity to a person of color and like be like, oh, wait, are we
yeah.
being the problem? It's like, no,
yeah. You're not. Let us have equal. People, listen, people ready to hate us, let's capture it. Let's capture that and use it to our advantage. At least we can monetize
yeah.
it. Right. Just give us the part.
Give us the part.
I will happily play a dumb, stupid, crazy, maniacal, whatever kind of villain they want me to.
I want to see it.
I'm down
for that. I want to see it.
Oh my God, I would be such a good villain, wouldn't I?
Oh, when
it'd be horrible.
When you come back on some season of Drag Race, I hope you're the villain.
Absolutely. Like her or she. Is it she from Powerpuff Girls?
Oh yeah. I forget.
One of those. But that'd be amazing.
Is that the devil with the claws?
Yes, lobster devil. Yes.
Love that. Just like, that
dramatic.
One.
Dramatic. Yeah. Absolutely dramatic. Or like that character from Sherlock, the evil one in Sherlock. It's like this, he's like the evil guy, but he's like super queer coded. He's like very like dramatic and just like, ooh, just like crazy, you know? And I just love it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of villain we need on TV.
I love those kinds of stupid over the top, queer, like Cesar Romero as the Joker. Like, hello.
Yeah, we need more. Every Legend of Zelda drag queen that's like that like boss.
Wait, did you play Breath of the Wild?
I did. I loved it.
I'm obsessed with those big old fat titty ladies who just go,
Oh yeah.
Them.
Yes, yes.
What's their name?
I don't know. What are they about? I don't know what they're about either. I forgot now.
The big
sexual fairies.
The big fairies.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I love
those. Are super queer coded for sure. I mean, they are fully drag queens.
They're drag queens. It's like, it's not sexy. It's like a parody of gender expression.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's garish. It's like most drag nowadays, you know? It's just gaudy colors. Bad ideas.
I live. Well,
and
okay.
The little Kokiri. I love the little leaf characters. They're a little cute.
They're the BDSM.
Yeah, absolutely. Masks.
Kit. Absolutely.
Of it all. And leaf paddles, little like right.
They love hiding under rocks, and it's like just for what? For their own pain and pleasure.
I think they were like a sub bottom who got left behind or something. Something like that happened.
Jeannie, tell us again where we can support you before we say ta-ta.
Okay, please support me at paypal.me/moneyforjeannie. It's a pretty direct title for the PayPal link. I think it keeps it fresh in people's mind. You know exactly what to do.
Money for Jeannie.
And then follow me here at this account at Wish for Jeannie and go like and comment on things and follow my journey at DragCon. You'll see lots of fun photos. And if you're at DragCon, come visit my booth.
Me and
Mocha Diva have booths right across from Pangina Hills. So we'll be there.
Mocha Diva.
It'll be fun times. Yeah, we have a little like
diversity. Inclusion.
Diversity.
Equality.
And they put beauty on me. And I was like, what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say like accept all kinds of beauty? Or like directing? Are you saying I'm beautiful? Or are you saying I'm not beautiful?
Bitch, I think they were just saying you're beautiful.
Okay, fine. I'll accept this. I'll accept that answer. It's fine. It's fine. Don't overanalyze it.
I live. So, if you like what you're listening to, you can also throw me coins at my name, Mono Agapian, Venmo, and PayPal. If you like Drag Her, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast. Go ahead and give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcasts and the Spotify, wherever you listen. It helps keep the lights on. If you're a drag con, come find us. We'll be there being stupid as hell. That's all I have to say.
5 stars.
Till next time, 5 stars, baby. 5.
Get them.
Till next time, Jeannie. Let the music play.
That was a HeadGum Original.